supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 26th of Shawwal, 1444. Of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Ordibehesht, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of May, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. for blessing this moment. We'll listen to chapter Ashura, verse 51.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم.
And it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation, or from behind a partition, or that he sends a messenger to reveal by his permission what he wills. Indeed, he is most high and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A number of Jews came unto the noble prophet and said, "Why do you not speak unto Allah, nor do you look at him? If you are the messenger of Allah, speak unto and look at him in the manner that Moses did. We never believe in you unless you do likewise." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Moses never saw Allah Almighty." Then the blessed verse in question was revealed unto the noble prophet to express the manner of the prophet's nexus with Allah Almighty.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
How to talk to Allah. Okay, dear brothers and sisters, as you know, our topic is how to talk to Allah. When was the last time we really poured our feelings out to Allah? We have been taught that the time we can communicate with Allah is when we are making dua to Him. Even then, it comes with a set of restrictive rules that puts a barrier between Allah and us. The things we recite are verses that we were told to memorize, but rarely do we truly talk to Allah about the troubles that are weighing down our hearts, because it feels awkward. Thus, when we are down and sad, we seek other means for comforting ourselves, but often they offer only temporary respite. We forget that true comfort lies only with Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. That does God really hear us, and why does God sometimes not answer our prayers? This is an important question that we want to answer today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His turn, He listens to all the prayers of the humans and all the prayers of the human beings. And He is always waiting for our request, but there are sometimes expediences that they are not the right time for us to have those things. So they will be given to us in its right order, in its right time. So we have to know that whatever we are going to ask and request should not be against the laws of nature, the laws of the universe. So whatever we want and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be according to what rights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted to his creatures. So it has to be based on that. And our expectations from our prayers should be in the right way that we have talked about. All in all, at the end of the day, we need to be hopeful to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us and will bring us. So in case Allah's expediency was in a way to give us this request, this dua, or this issue in a certain time in future, we should not get annoyed. We should always trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has blessed us with. We need to first correct our mindset and then to know the etiquette of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something or for a request, that is starting with istighfar, that is repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most importantly, reciting salawat and starting our request with a salawat and ending it with a salawat at the end of it. So they are the normal etiquettes of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. And even better to be in a state of prostration.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Express gratitude. That was one of the acts of worship when we can't pray. We should express gratitude. Make a conscious effort to think about all the blessings Allah has bestowed on you, from your physical appearance, your talent, and your intellect, to your family, friends, and material possessions. Thank Allah verbally by saying, Alhamdulillah, praise to Allah. Think of how being able to express gratefulness is a blessing in itself. Feel the sincerity of your own gratefulness and let your heart be moved by the words. Say thank you to someone you have not thanked. The Prophet said, whoever does not thank the people has not thanked Allah. Show gratitude to your mother for every little things she had done in your life. Or offer thanks to your spouse or sibling for the little things they do, like preparing a meal or helping run errands. To talk to Allah through worship on this part of today's special. In the religion of Islam, worship has two meanings, as general and specific. Worship in general means that Muslim strives to behave in accordance with his conscience as a result of the respect and love he feels towards Allah. Therefore, every act performed in accordance with his orders and prohibitions in order to gain the pleasure of Allah is worship. Accordingly, it acts such as helping the poor for the sake of Allah, being clean and patient, making charity and donations are also acts of worship. Worship is the communication of a servant with Allah. The servant obeys his God by worshiping and becomes close. Thus, he shows his respect and obedience to him. This is a good example of the communication between Allah and the servant. The deepest communication of the servant with his Allah is the moments he spent in worship. In this regard, our Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The moment when the servant is closest to his Lord is the moment when he prostrates."
Allah is the most compassionate. And Allah is the one who says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Tell my ibad who have oppressed themselves, who have wronged themselves by sinning, do not ever give up hope in the mercy of Allah, because Allah forgives all of the sins. Allah does not hold grudges. There are some people, you did something 20 years ago and they'll still call you out for it. They'll still remember it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you sin now, an hour later, if you truly seek forgiveness, Allah will forgive you and it will be as if you have not done anything. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we have to take advantage of the mercy of God. We have to try to benefit. We have to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it doesn't matter what you have done. All the sins, no matter how great they are, they're beneath God. God is greater than all the sins. Right? No matter how great the crime was, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. If a person makes the effort to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive. Allah's mercy is greater than anything that you can imagine. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The mercy of God encompasses everything.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing. Who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here are some thought-provoking words from the Holy Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, whose martyrdom anniversary we commemorated yesterday on the 25th day of Shawwal. The true believers are those who fear God and strive hard so that the guidance they have been provided will not be taken away from them. If they remember God and His grace, they feel apprehensive and fearful. If God's verses are recited before them, this increases their faith and they have complete trust in their Lord.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, You will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about faith in general, and in particular it is about the reality and truth of faith, and what is true faith. As you know, we have many verses in the Holy Quran which have been in which the topic of faith or iman have been discussed. By way of example, there's a famous verse in which God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Bedouins say, we have faith. Say, you do not have faith yet. Rather, say, we have embraced Islam. For faith has not yet entered your hearts. Which is a verse that clearly indicates that faith and iman is not simply something verbal. It is not acquired by the proclamation that God is one and His Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, faith is something subsequent to it. It requires a certain amount of effort and diligence. And this is exactly the same thing that has been echoed in this beautiful hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said the following: everything has a reality. Inna li kulli shay'in haqiqatan. And a servant will never reach the reality of faith. Everything has a reality. Everything has a truth behind its behind the words or the apparent nature of that thing. There's a certain reality behind it. What is the reality of faith? The Prophet said that a servant will never reach the reality of faith until he acknowledges that whatever afflicts him would never have missed him, and whatever has missed him would never have afflicted him. This is something that, you know, a lot of us lose sight of. If we believe in God and that He is the creator of the universe and that all things are in His hands ultimately, we shouldn't say that, you know, if something happens to us, that if we would have done such and such a thing, it perhaps, you know, we would not have been afflicted with it, or it would not have happened. And conversely, if something hadn't happened, doesn't happen to us, sometimes we say, oh, if I had done this or that, it might have happened. Whereas if we embrace the idea that, you know, God is the ultimate creator and cause of everything in this universe, then this is something that we should avoid saying. This is a part and, you know, a corollary and a concomitant of faith in God and His being, the ultimate creator of the universe and the person and the being in whose hands the affairs of the universe lies. It's perhaps for this reason that the Prophet also said, "Faith is inner knowledge by means of the heart, attestation with the tongue, and action with the limbs." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reality of faith in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. In this session, inshallah, we'll talk about ayah 110 of Surah Ali Imran on page
64.
MashaAllah. So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 64, please. As you're listening to IRIB English Radio, thank you so much for being with us. Turn to page 64. Let's listen, inshallah. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
MashaAllah, amazing recitation. So, inshallah, we'll practice the recitation as well, okay? Don't worry, we'll recite the same as the Qari, even better, okay? When you learn the tajweed rules, inshallah. So now we'll explain a bit about this ayah, then we'll move on to step by step practicing the tajweed rules. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty says in ayah 110 of Surah Ali Imran on page 64 of the Quran Kareem, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. So, what does Allah Almighty say? In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, كنتم خير أمة. You are, O Muslims, Muslim nation, you are the best nation ever. That's a good news for you, mashallah. Congratulations. That's what the Quran says, huh? Because we are the ummah of the best of the prophets. Yes?
Yes.
Right? So you are the best nation ever, right? أخرجت للناس, brought forth for mankind. This is the answer. To mankind, not only to yourself. تأمرون بالمعروف. You bid what is right. It means you invite, you command people, okay, yourself, people, to what is right. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid what is wrong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and have faith in Allah. You're such a nation. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ, and if the people of the book, the Jewish and the Christians, the Jews and the Christians, وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ, if they believed, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it would have been better for them. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, among them, among those people of the book, there are some who are faithful. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, but most of them are transgressors. Okay? Guys, good news Allah Almighty just gave you, yeah? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, inshallah. But before Muslims, okay, let's look like the Jewish, Bani Israel, they were also the best in their time, okay? But unfortunately, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, okay, that Allah Almighty degraded them. Why? Because of many sins that they did, right? In ayah 112, inshallah, you will read, okay, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they disbelieved, okay? وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, they were killing the prophets, not only just killing, okay, by swords or something. They were, for example, betraying the prophets to the enemies, okay? Yeah. And plotting against the prophets, okay? Planning against the prophets. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا, they did a lot of sins. That's why they were degraded. And now Muslims are the best ummah. If God forbid we do not be the best nation, we do not remain as the best nations, okay? And if we want to be remain the best nations, okay, we have to really follow our prophet, our imams, okay, the true teachings of Islam, and we should not be among those who are like differed or separated, okay? We have to pay attention to our unity, our brotherhood, yes, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, okay? We have to keep our brotherhood, these things. Now, guys, Allah Almighty says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you are amongst those who are inviting people to do good things. Look, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, أَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ has come first, and تَنَهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, نَهْي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ is second. What does it mean? It means أَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ is more important. If we practice أَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ in the society, there will be no munkar thing. And people will not have any desire to do bad things. If we create opportunities for doing good things, right? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, first, أَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, then نَهْي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. There are many steps how we can do. There are many things that you can learn, inshallah, how to do tactics, okay? So I want you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn them, inshallah, okay? That's yes. It.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Quran.
Okay, guys, we don't have much time. We should move on to the second part of our class, which is important tajweed rules. We'll mention, inshallah, step by step, word by word. Then, at the end of our session, our brothers and sisters, as you're listening, will have a quick recitation all together. Right?
Yes.
So, كنتم خير أمة. We had four important rules for the Nun Sakin and Tanween. Let's review them quickly. Nun Sakin and Tanween. Tanween is actually the Nun sound, right?
Yeah.
So whatever rule we have for the Nun Sakin, it's applied the same. The same it is applied for
Tanween.
The Tanween. Four different rules. Ikhfa, Idhar, Iqlab, and
Idgham.
These four important rules. So you have four groups of letters, and each group of letters, okay, matches one of the rules, right? So what do you do? You first look at the word which has a tanween or nun sakin. You find it. Second step, you what? You look at the
next letter,
the letter that just comes after that.
Tanween or nun sakin.
And then match it with one of the groups of letters. Any of the groups it matches, apply the rule accordingly. Right?
Yes.
If it matches the group of ikhfa, ikhfa. If idgham, idgham. If iqlab, iqlab. And then if idhar, apply the rule idhar. That's it. So four groups. Ya rumalun letters. Ya ra mim lam waw nun.
Idgham.
Idgham. Merge. Ikhfa. Sorry, first idhar. Idhar. Six letters again. Hamza. Ha. Ha. Kha. Ayn. And.
Ghain.
These six letters idhar. It means you don't do anything. Do not change anything. Just read the way Nun Sakin or Tanween is pronounced. And Iqlab, there is only one letter. The letter?
Ba.
Ba, the letter Ba. So Iqlab, changing the sound of Tanween or Nun Sakin into a hidden meme sound. And the rest of the letters will be for the rule Ikhfa. That's all, okay? So you match the letter with one of these groups. Now, Kuntum, Nun Sakin plus Ta. Ta matches
the rest of the letters.
Ikhfa, hide the sound of nun. Very simple. Kuntum. And apply it for two counts. Prolong it for two counts. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Mim mushaddat. With the gunna, yeah? Sound. Nasal sound. Ummatin. Tin tanween plus hamza. Hamza matches the rule?
Idhar.
Idhar. Good job. Change nothing. Just read it. Ummatin ukhrijat. لِلنَّاسِ نُون مُشَدَّد نَيْزَل ساون لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوف no special rule just عَيْن and Hamza pronounce it correctly تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ نُون ساكن plus ha ha matches throat letters إظهار
yes.
Hamza ha ha عَيْن غَيْن خَ
yes.
This letters so clearly read the noon no changes تَنْهَوْنَ عن المنكر منكر نون ساكن إخفا. Plus كاف good job كاف matches the letters of إخفاء
yes.
Rest of the letters so hide the sound of نون منكر right وتؤمنون بالله right ولو آمن تؤمنون بالله لام is pronounced with a light sound بالله حسن there is a sign قلة what does it say
It's better to stop.
Better to stop. You can stop, you can continue, but it's better to stop. Good job. تَأْمُرُونَ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ خَيْرًا تَنْوِين plus لام
إدغام
إدغام Yeah, it matches your modern letters. إدغام خَيْرًا لَهُمْ مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ مِنْهُمُ النون ساكت بس حاجة the same. Yes. يظهر منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون دسال ثا خا أ حمزة عين These are the letters that you must pay attention Now
خا
Yeah We got 1 minute to recite and practice Right?
Yes
Ready inshallah?
Yes
Brothers and sisters Let's move on بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
كنتم خير أمة
أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ
كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ
تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله
تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله
ما شاء الله الله يحفظكم إن شاء الله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم
ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم
أحسن خيرا لهم both heavy letters منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون
منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم That's it ما شاء الله ما شاء الله So Alhamdulillah we finished this session Make sure inshallah you practice well Brothers and sisters thank you so much for being with us Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, Networks and Brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, regarding the structure of this Kumail supplication, we were talking about the different means of recourse in the supplication of Kumail. We said that we will have a look at these four means of recourse which have appeared throughout this supplication in details. The first means was Allah's previous goodness and kindness and grace towards His servants, His birr, karam and fadl towards the servants. The second means was our love for Him. In the first means, Imam Ali alayhi salam sought recourse to Allah with the love of Allah for us, and thereafter we seek recourse to Him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our love for Him. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this regard, "Can you see yourself tormenting me with your fire after I have professed your oneness, your unity?" As a comment on these phrases, let us have a look at this story. It is said that after Allah granted him a kingdom and power over Egypt, one day, Prophet Yusuf, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, was viewing the city from the balcony of his palace. With him in the balcony was a righteous servant of Allah, whom he had bestowed with knowledge and light. A young man happened to pass under the balcony. So that righteous man said to Prophet Yusuf, "Do you know this young man?" "No," he answered. The righteous man said, "This is the infant who testified to your innocence the day you were accused by the king's wife. A witness of her own household testified, if his shirt is torn from the front, she tells the truth and he lies. But if his shirt is torn from behind, then she lies and he tells the truth." This is the Holy Quran's verse. That suckling infant who bore witness in the cradle in favor of you has now grown up to become a young man. And here he is. So Prophet Yusuf, ala nabiyyina wa alihi salam, called him and seated him beside him. He acclaimed him and bestowed a robe of honor upon him, whilst the pious servant looked in amazement at what Prophet Yusuf was doing. Prophet Yusuf asked that young man, righteous man of his, "Are you astonished at what I have done with this young man?" This is what Prophet Yusuf asked. The pious man said, "No, but this young man did not do anything except that he testified to your innocence. And it was Allah who made him to speak, so he does not deserve any credit for it. But in spite of this, you gave him such respect and bestowed a robe of honor upon him." The moral of the story is that if Prophet Yusuf, ala nabiyyina wa alihi salam, held that young man in great esteem just because he testified to his innocence, then how can Allah burn the face of a servant who used to prolong his prostrations before him, or burn the heart of a servant after it is filled with the love of the Almighty Allah, or burn a tongue which, as the Kumail supplication says, frequently remembered him?
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Ya Allah.
Zalamtu nafsi, ya Mawlai.
Zalamtu nafsi.
واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي و
واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي.
So that's why, dear listeners, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, can you see yourself tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your unity, after your knowledge my heart has embraced, after your remembrance my tongue has constantly mentioned? In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, would that I knew my master, my lord and my protector. Are you going to inflict fire over faces that fell down in prostration before your greatness? Or over tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness and thanking you in praise? Hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification? Or over minds encompassing knowledge of you while they have become humble, and upon the bodily members speeding to the places of your worship in obedience and beckoning for your forgiveness in submission? Such opinion is not held of you, nor has such been reported about you, thanks to your grace, O all generous. So this is the means that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about. This is how Imam Ali alayhi salam puts these concepts into words. Ya layta shi'ri ya sayyidi wa ilahi wa mawlai atusallitu an-nara ala wujuhin kharrat li'azamatika sajida wa ala alsunin nataqat bitawhidika sadiqa wa bishukrika madiha wa ala qulubin i'tarafat bi'ilahiyyatika muhaqqiqa. Until the part where it says, مَا هَكَذَا ظَنُّ بِكَ, such opinion is not held of you. وَلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكَ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبْ, nor has such been reported about you, thanks to your grace, O all generous. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. دين الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of taqlid or following a religious scholar, a jurisprudential scholar, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching, one can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.